I had done a really bad job of leading a very self-reliant life.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
This is the first time I've heard this, folks.
I had left you out of a whole lot of my life, and I was kind of doing my own thing, and I left you to kind of do your own thing, and then we kind of came together occasionally for the sake of the kids, and it was a pretty lonely marriage, and God began to work in my heart to say, this thing's supposed to be a partnership. It's not supposed to be a solo deal.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better? Living out the greatest of all commandments. Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around.
You are my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. Imagine those shocking words said by the Father to His Son. Or even more personally, imagine those words said to you.
Welcome to the Friday edition of Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. During times of disappointment, especially disappointment in yourself or things you've done, do you need approval? Can you imagine God approving of you even during disappointing times? You'll not only imagine it, you'll experience it on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Let's get started. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
In the midst of life's disappointments and discouragements, imagine that God wants to whisper to you, "You're my beloved son, you're my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." You know, we live in a world of comparisons. Why can't you be like such and such? And we live in a world of criticisms of, why don't you ever do this, or why don't you quit doing that? In the midst of those comparisons and criticisms, in the midst of those disappointments, discouragements, God wants us looking for His approval. You know, we're encouraged to be in this world, but we don't have to be of it.
This is really kind of a funny story. It just recently happened to me. I was in the middle of a trial, of a tribulation, really, of a disappointment, and trying to seek God's face and wanting to know, make sure I was doing the right thing. I mean, I was ready to do the ultimate. I was ready to cloister myself away, fast, for I don't know how long, but I was going to leave and, you know, go hide someplace so I could be totally alone. Never done it before, but I was willing to do it. And so I started thinking, okay, now I want to make sure that God is pleased with this, that I have His approval, that I have His blessing. Since I've never done anything like this before, I don't want to do this in the flesh. And so I had been reading in John, and I thought, I'm just going to go ahead and do my normal Bible study reading this morning and really seek His face on what I needed to be doing about this decision I was about to make. So I went to the next progression. I was going to go read in chapter 8. In the first sentence in chapter 8, I notice in David's Bible, it's actually the last sentence in chapter 7. It's chapter 753 in his Bible. In mine, it was the first verse of chapter 8. But it says this, "And everyone went to his own home." I thought that was was so funny. I got so tickled about that.
You don't need to go anywhere. Just be home.
I know it, but it was so special. It was like God was approving of my desire to get alone with him, but I didn't need to go off and do it. You know, it's like, Teresa, you're on the right track, but just settle down, stay home, and do it. So I really sensed God's approval in seeking his face and trying to make this decision.
How about you? Do you have those times where the Lord seems to show up and say, hey, other people may be questioning right now some of your actions, some of your decisions? People around you may be comparing you or criticizing you. What we're going to be exploring in our program today is, you know, others around us may do some comparisons. In fact, in our teaching segment today, I'm going to be sharing a little story about my friend Pastor Roger out in Tucson. As he shares a few comments with me concerning what I had recorded, even on our website, my friend Pastor Roger said really weren't sermons. He was going to claim they were teaching series. And I remember when he said that to me, I'm thinking, well, I thought they were sermons. And now he's telling me they're really teaching series. And I felt a little disappointed. And in the midst of that disappointment, we're going to be sharing a little story how God shows up in the parking lot to approve of me. He's going to come alongside, just like he did with Teresa, and say, you know, you're my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. You may be listening today over the internet, or you might be driving to or from work. But in the midst of that time, you may be also going through a season of disappointment, either coming out of one or in one now, or maybe going into a time of disappointment or discouragement. And yet today, the same Creator God is going to want to whisper to your spirit, to your heart, you're my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. You might not have thought of it, but Jesus heard those words on the first day of his ministry. He really hadn't done anything yet. He hadn't performed any miracles, hadn't preached any sermons. You know, what should you have to do to sense that God is just blessed that you're his child? I think the answer is, you don't do anything. It's something he does. He approves of you. Thanks for joining us today. I think you'll be blessed as we experience together the approval of God.
David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. At our website, you'll find a free download. Today, like every other day, today's will help you experience God's approval during disappointing times. You'll also find out about workshops and seminars. You can order resources for marriage, parenting, your spiritual walk, church leadership, single adults, and a lot more. It's all at our website, GreatCommandment.net. That's GreatCommandment.net. We'll take you to a Great Commandment Living Conference with Dr. David Ferguson right after this break on Great Commandment Radio. Thanks for being with us today for Great Commandment Radio. We take this break to ask you a quick question. What have you learned from this station today? What have you learned by listening to this station just today? Perhaps it was news, information, traffic, weather reports, and more. Perhaps you've learned some biblical insights from great teachers. Perhaps you've learned how to enjoy the day just a little bit more by being inspired by personalities and music that you can trust. You've learned a lot from this station today, and so have many people in your community. You can think of Christian radio as higher education for your community. In other words, teaching people about higher things, the Word of God, how to live our lives as God intended. We ask you to support this station by getting directly financially involved, supporting advertisers or ministries you hear on this station. Remember, your community needs local Christian radio, and radio needs you.
Again, one of us in the room here is occasionally receiving challenged.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And you keep bringing this up, and I'm going to keep back at you, bud.
And so part of what it seems takes place when, even when good things are coming our way.
That's right.
When people are caring for us, maybe people are trying to love us, people are trying to give to us, and yet at times it's kind of almost not sticking.
It's like water going through a sieve.
We're not really receiving it. And we have come to find that one of the most common underlying challenges there is a question.
Am I worth it?
Am I worth it?
Mm-hmm. That's a hard question to ask.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. What does approval look like to you? Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others. That's a difficult question for many because, sad to say, they haven't experienced much approval, especially in times of loss and disappointment. We take you now to a Great Commandment Living Conference hosted by our friends at New Horizon Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Here's Dr. David Ferguson.
Popularly over the last decade or so, there's been a lot of books written about something called the blessing. It's what is mentioned as Jesus comes up out of the water at the River Jordan and he hears a voice from his Father. You know what that voice says? You are my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. But to be honest with you, many of us, in many ways, have missed the blessing. Part of our disappointment is there may not have been many people in our lives who showed up and said, I'm just proud of you. I'm just proud of you. Now, very quickly, those of us who are parents, we need to be really careful in our parenting, how we communicate this blessing to our children. Because the reality is probably this. What should a child have to do to sense that mom and dad are just glad that they're your kids? What should a child have to do to sense that mom and dad are just blessed that I'm theirs? What do you think the answer to that ought to be? It ought to be nothing. In fact, that's really what's happened at the River Jordan. When Jesus comes up out of the water at his baptism and he hears his Father say, you're my beloved Son. Did you know that was on the first day of his ministry? He hadn't performed a miracle yet, hadn't even preached a sermon yet. It's kind of like first day on the job and his Father says, bless you, boy. I'm proud of you. But I didn't do anything. I know that. I'm just proud of you. You're my Son. You see, I think some of us have missed that. And what God wants to do oftentimes in this book is he's going to say to you, other people may have rejected you, criticized you, withheld the blessing from you, but the Spirit of God is going to show up in this book and he's going to say to you, blessed are you, my child. I'm proud of you. I'm just blessed your mind. He's going to show up like that. Quick example. I remember in Tucson, Arizona, I was with my friend, Pastor Roger. I had gone out there. We're working on some things on our website. And among other things on our website, we have sermons that pastors can download. In fact, we've had 6,000 or 7,000 of those downloaded so far this year. In fact, one of our denominational leaders not too long ago that we partner with said, can you tell me how many of our pastors are downloading those sermons after 10 o'clock on Saturday night? You know, I said, well, I could, but I'm not going to, all right? And so we were out there, and I was working with Pastor Roger because he's got some sermons on there, and I've got some. And I've known Pastor Roger a long time, and he said to me, you know, he said, all this stuff we got on the website, he says, you know, I just thought I'd share this with you, Brother David. The ones you have on there, they're really not sermons. Now, when he said that, I remember thinking, what do you mean they're not sermons? Thought they were sermons. You go to our website, it says they're sermons. So they're just not really sermons. He said, you know, sermons are kind of as a pastor preaches. One of the things that about a pastor preaching sermons is that he cannot assume that the people he's preaching to today were here last week. That a sermon has got to start fresh every time, and you cannot assume. Is that right, pastors? You've got several of you. You cannot assume that the people here were here last week and are going to be here next week. He says, when you're sharing yours, David, it's really more teaching. You see, because as you're teaching, you're assuming that the people that you're teaching to were actually here the previous session. That is right, isn't it? If you think about it. But when he said that, you know, yours aren't really sermons, that kind of stung. Because I remember thinking, now I've got to go back to Texas and tell the people in my office that mine aren't sermons, and they got to change that stuff on that website, and I thought they were sermons. You mean we've been misrepresenting ourselves to people? People have been downloading these things, they thought they were sermons, and they're not even getting sermons? And that would hurt a little bit. And so, you know, we didn't have time to finish that conversation, so I got in my car, and I'm headed off the airport, and I did not even get out of the parking lot, and the Holy Spirit, He took a verse out of this book. Man, it's just hidden away in here. And I think the Lord's looking down. He said, "Oh boy, my son David's feeling a little disapproved of. My son David, he's feeling a little rejected." And he took a Bible verse out of Ephesians chapter 4. Just that quick, it comes to my heart. Verse 11 says this, "I have appointed some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors, and some as teachers." He said, "Son, you're a teacher. Brother Roger's a pastor. He got sermon. You're a teacher. You got teaching series." I got a hold of my cell phone. I called Pastor Roger. I said, "Brother Roger, would you go get your Bible?" I said, "Would you turn to Ephesians chapter 4? And I said, "Brother Roger, he's given some as apostles, some as evangelists, some as pastors, and some as teachers. And I'll be a teacher, Brother Roger. I'm going to have teaching series." So I got home. We changed all those. You go to our book table out there now. Brother Roger's got sermons. I got teaching series. You know what I think was happening? I think, now is this too strange for you? I believe the Creator God saw me driving out of a parking lot as one of His children is feeling a little disapproved of. And I believe the Spirit of God took the Word of God and illumined truth to reaffirm my heart, to simply whisper to you, "You're my beloved son." I believe that's what God wants to do in your heart in this book.
Has God recently showed up in your life like He did in mine in that parking lot to kind of whisper to you or even shout to you, "Hey, I'm proud of you"? Maybe some other people aren't, but I am. I'm excited you're my child. You see, you and I enjoy the blessing of the approval of God. He's approving of you. He's made you a joint heir with Jesus. It doesn't have anything to do with you, what you've done, or how you've performed. It has everything to do with the Creator. He's decided to declare your worth by the gift of His Son, and in that He has affirmed you, approved of you, made you part of the family. In the midst of life disappointments, maybe listen to the whispering of His Spirit. Maybe encounter Him in the truth of His Word as He affirms to you today, "You're my beloved child." Imagine the Creator pleased with the created. No, more personally, imagine the Creator pleased with you. In fact, try whispering that to yourself. "He's pleased with me. God is pleased with me." Thanks for joining us today. In our closing segment, we'll share some practical thoughts on how you and I can more abundantly embrace the approval of God. Back for our closing segment on Great Covenant Radio right after this.
Dr. David Ferguson, all of this week we've been taking you to Great Commandment Living Conferences. You can visit too by visiting our website. There you can order Great Commandment Living Conferences on audio cassette or audio CD. Go to greatcommandment.net. There you'll also be able to receive our free download for the day, tips on how to experience God's love and approval, even in times of disappointment, especially in times of disappointment. That and much more at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. More with David and Teresa Ferguson in just a minute.
Now, Teresa, I think I've become a little irritated and frustrated with you this week.
Do you hear that, audience? Do you hear that?
I think that was true.
Great Commandment Radio continues right after this. Thank you. aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
It's easier to put that trust and receive from God than the person that's sitting next to us or somebody in our family, because we don't have a history, to speak.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Are you pretty good at reading the Bible, and in many ways you're pretty passionate about it, but the Bible hasn't really hurt you, hadn't let you down? And maybe some of us are really good at our prayer times, and we're really great at checking off the devotional time, because as Teresa said, we don't sense the Lord's really let us down huge ways. But when it comes to people, if people kind of let us down and hurt us to the point that we've denied that we even need them.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Where to look when disappointment comes. That's been our topic all of this week on Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson. Welcome back. Today we're focusing on how you can experience God's approval even during disappointing times or when you're disappointed in yourself. What would it take for God to say He was well pleased with you? Back to David and Teresa Ferguson.
Well, where do we look when life disappointments come? In our week's programs together, we've explored several places maybe not to look. Now, let's don't look in the shopping mall for the solutions.
Or the refrigerator.
Or escaping into the television or the computer.
Those will only bring more life disappointments.
Hey, really. Let's not escape into the materialism and the self-centeredness. Let's focus upon the one who knows us and loves us. Let's start looking for for the blessings of God. Let's start looking for the attention, the acceptance, the approval of God in the midst of life's disappointments. You know, as you reflect maybe on your week, as we reflect on the end of this week, how about this question? What have you done this week to maybe cause God to love you less? Now, Teresa, I think I've become a little irritated and frustrated with you this week.
Do you hear that, audience? Do you hear that?
I think that was true. So, what have you done to cause God to love you less? Would you like to venture anything, my love?
I haven't done anything. Well, you're the one that was confessing.
Right then, she just lied, folks. So I want you to imagine this question. What have you done this week to cause God to love you less?
No, I'll confess. I didn't receive what you were trying to share with me in a very nice way. I returned evil with evil. That's what I did.
I'm not sure that's a real confession. So,
no, I did.
Listening audience, how about you? What have you done this week to cause God to love you less? Have you been a little irritated with someone you love? Have you not been totally truthful in some setting? But here's the real challenge. There's nothing that you have done this week that have caused God to love you less. You see, there's nothing you've done that can distract from the gift that he's already made in his son, Jesus Christ. He's not looked down and said, well, you didn't do this week, and you did this wrong this week, and therefore I love you less. No, he loves you just the same. Or on the other side, how about this one? What have you done this week to cause him to love you more? You might have said, well, I was very consistent in my quiet times, or I went to church just the required number of times. No, none of those have caused him to love you anymore. That would mean that we have somehow added to the gift of Christ at Calvary, and that's impossible. We have an indescribable gift of Christ at Calvary. You can't add to it, and you cannot take away from it.
You know, another thought that I've been reflecting on this week is God created me, and before he even created me, he knew, loved, and accepted every day of my life. He knew what I was going to be like today, and he could have chosen before I was even created, when I was still in his heart and mind, he could have chosen at that point to not let me exist today. But he knew exactly how I was going to act and respond and what I was going to say or not say that would be wrong, and still chose to create me and then die for me as well.
That's what he's done for you. Imagine the wonder of that. In the midst of life's challenges, disappointments, criticisms, comparisons, and rejections, you have a creator. You have a Christ who whispers to you at times, sometimes in his still, small voice, sometimes through the megaphone of his truth in the Word. You are my beloved child. And you know what? I'm pleased with you. Why don't you take that into the weekend as you have the opportunity to maybe pass along a little of his life and love to some folks around you in the community of faith that you'll be a part of this weekend. Passing on to them the startling wonder that he has spoken to you as his child. He has approved of you as his son or daughter. Why not pass that along to somebody else this weekend as you live out his love with others? That's what Great Current Radio is all about. Loving him and then loving a few others around us as we have come to love ourselves. Loving ourselves based on how we've been loved by him at Calvary. Celebrate that this coming weekend to his glory. Thanks for joining us.
David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries, thanks for joining us this week for our topic, Where to Look When Disappointment Comes. And all week we've been sneaking you into a Great Commandment Living Conference, but you haven't heard all of it. If you'd like to order your own copy or today's free download to help you deal with disappointing times, resources, workshops, seminars, and don't forget our Great Commandment Network of churches near you that offer ministries for singles and parents and marriages and more. You'll find all of that and more at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Have a great weekend. Join us next time for Great Commandment Radio. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.